Park section, please. Item number 18.
Item number 18, Org Unit 1900, County Historical Society, page 354. This is operating budget. This item was laid over on Monday, October 14th.
Oh, okay. Somebody here from the Historical Society?
The Supervisor Schmidt is from the Historical Society.
Okay. Yeah, he's a board member. Supervisor Schmidt?
Well, that's...
What happened here?
I'm talking about sewers and along with Tulsa.
We have a...
Wait, it's over as a courtesy to you.
Item number 18 is for the County Historical Society operating budget. It was noticed for today.
Mr. Chairman, perhaps we could... Supervisor Schmidt was gone.
He was gone.
As a courtesy, we laid this over so that no one was here from the Historical Society, and since you're on the board, we laid it over.
Well, that was very nice.
Yes, we thought so. Even though we just irritated you back there.
So was noticed, was the director notified? Did anyone call and talk to him? Send him something?
I had a conversation with the head of the board. We are in a transformation going on in the county historical side. The director who we hired decided not to keep the position for her own reasons, and so in the process of finding a new director, so we're kind of in flux. And I wasn't aware that about the other 4.1, but you know, I will sit in respect for the administration, because I believe that the answer I got before on the way more information, and I believe we really just have to follow the system and be respectful for each other and our boards too, is that I believe with the CIC and with the administration, we have looked you know, what needs to be done right away and what can be put off, and I hope to be as much to respect that position and let the Historical Society know that too. So that'd be my comments. Thank you very much.
So the executive director, you said, left?
Yes.
How long ago was that?
3 weeks, maybe.
That's
new information. So, I mean, the chairman of the board has been there a long time. He studied the ship a couple times already. So we're moving along, I think, fine.
And you spoke to him when? The chairman, did he know about this? This notice, I should say.
This was not on, I did not speak to him on this particular subject, no.
Okay.
I guess I'll have to.
Yes, sir. Because it would be good to hear from him, somebody from the board, about this, that particular budget, about this budget.
Yes, sir.
So that we don't, so that we're not, so we have some information by someone who was attached to the historical.
I understand.
Okay.
I didn't know him.
You didn't know?
Nobody came that day then. Okay.
Yeah, I understand. I wasn't here either.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to re-notice, and someone will have to contact the...
Let me know
Thank you very much. No, thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Lipscomb?
No, Jersey. Could I ask if the administration knew about the Historical Society director not being in place? It's news to everybody, apparently. I mean, we've got a $206,000 tax levy
investment
contribution to the Historical Society, which is the same as prior years. Supervisor Schmidt, is there... How long was that director in place over there?
The previous director we had for the last couple of years left, and then we had a lady who was very involved in a lot of historical stuff in Milwaukee that we thought was a very good fit. And I don't know how much more I want to say about this. She was in place after a month or two, actually. She decided that this was something that was maybe not as she expected it to be, and she wanted to stay in some other channels. And it was a very, very, I think, honest evaluation. And we've had a long-standing board that I've been on for quite a while, too, that I think has kept the stability going. I think the Historical Society is in pretty good shape, very honestly. They've had some repairs to the building. We've had some problems, but the county has done some emergency repairs. I respect the fact that we have to wait a little while and reevaluate to, you know, make sure it's standing there. It's our responsibility, of course. But this was about 3 weeks ago that the study decided to pursue something else. And so it's this weekend I got a call on this. I was out of town this weekend. But I will follow up on that, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I know they do some rentals over there and so on.
Yes. Nothing's in jeopardy there. I mean, that everything has been kept up to par.
I certainly wouldn't want to harm the Historical Society. It would be nice if the administration would get some information on that. I've said this before. You know, we have parks and cultures, and yet there really is no cultures person here. There's no director of cultures, for example, to keep track of some of these things. So basically, you know, it's something that constantly seems to be lacking in terms of the county's response to our support of the different cultural institutions. So I think some effort should be made to get some information.
Mr. Masterson?
Chairman's... Chairman Supervisors, just to address the concern about contacting the Historical Society, we worked with Scott Stroh's successor over the summer to put the budget together. I then notified his successor of the initial budget hearing via email. In fact, I did that with all the culturals to notify them of the hearing. I had no response from the successor, and I was unaware that just within the past week or 2 weeks that this occurred, so that hopefully gives you some background on that.
Mr. Masterson, are you the DAS contact person for all the cultural?
Chairman, supervisors, I'm the assigned analyst for the culturals, yes.
You may be the go-to person in county then.
Fantastic.
You could have checked with Sam Bryant. That's her brother. Has been a long time head of the board.
Yes, I guess
you should have. That's who should be emailed. I'm sorry, I wasn't here when it happened. So
sure, and again, I was due to the fact that that person had left 2 weeks prior.
Yep.
It's a fairly quick turnaround. Thank you.
Okay. Supervisors, you have a follow up.
We can go talk series then.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you all very much.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Supervisor House.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a question now, since this the renovation has been taken out of the capital budget, there was a mention earlier of a $75,000 patch. To use a poor term there, but you know, right now when you, like, I drive in this morning, I see it's up there. It's all. It looks like it's behind duct tape or whatever it's wrapped in up there. It looks bad, frankly. And it's. I'm aware of it as a county official. I'm aware of it and think, oh Christ! Everybody in downtown now sees this, and they know it's us. But actually, I don't think they know it's ours. But the point is, it looks bad. I mean, is this patch going to look better in the interim until we get it actually done, whenever that will be, which now I guess we'll have to wait till the future budget, too.
Chairman, supervisors, that was an estimate, the $50,000 to $75,000, just a kind of a off-the-cuff after discussions with A&E. It's most likely going to be around that that cost. Again, that's something that we'll have to get a little bit more information on, but it'll probably be around that cost to rewrap it, which will last for another year or two. I defer to Greg High if I'm way off base on this. In terms of the aesthetics of it, I'm not sure if that's the primary thing. It may look just the same. The real purpose is obviously to prevent things from falling off the building. I hate to sound like a broken record on this, and sure supervisors and policymakers are aware, there are a number of items like that across the county. In terms of deferred maintenance, they don't look pretty. Temporary fixes until we can get around to fixing them. You as policymakers are basically, get to your kick at the can now to see what projects those are. In relation to the county executive's recommended budget, which believed to be his prioritized project. I understand what you're saying, and we're doing our best to try and address those issues.
Mr. Chair, briefly, I really appreciate not stuff not falling off. It's been kind of a problem in the past for us. And Lord knows we don't need any more of that. So I know we'll continue to be aware of the need. And it's not just about aesthetics, but I think it's reflective of our overall. Our dedication might be different from our wish to do more, to do everything we can. So, all right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. Is anyone here from the museum? Okay. Thank you.
Just a follow-up on that.
Oh, go ahead, Supervisor.
Supervisor Haas makes a point, but even though it visually doesn't look bad, I think the safety concern has been taken care of. Mm-hmm. Am I correct on that? I certainly wouldn't want to be giving $4 million to an institution that doesn't have any leadership right now. I mean, there are some concerns there. So, that's really in flux, and we need to pay attention to it. But Mr. Masterson, you're the guy.
I can tell you for everything now. That's okay.
What I would like to do is take the museum and the zoo and the rest of the budgets would be on parks. We have an item 19, that would be in closed session. And since park staff would be here, I would think we can just go through items 20 through 30 and then go into closed session. And that may be after a break. Yes.
I see some people in the audience. I don't know if...
I know people from the zoo and the museum are here.
They submitted cards. So I was just asking if they submitted cards.
I have three cards from ladies who are here for item number 29.
Yeah, cool.
So what I'm getting at is what we could do is we could go through museum, zoo, and then go to item 29 and go through the rest of the parks agenda. We can do that too.
Okay, so you recommend
That's what I recommend. Is there any problem with that?
Museum, zoo,
item number 29 for the parks capital improvements budget, and then go from there.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Madam Clerk, would you please call...